Maggie, I'm going to ask you a question about the US agriculture. A year or two ago, there was a unanimous decision by both parties in the US to push forward the agriculture bill to encourage investments. And but however, we've seen some difficulties with companies getting licensing. And in Maine, there's one notable case. Do you think we're going to see more of that? I mean, considering that land-based is, as you say, is such a sustainable way of producing protein, what do you make of the kind of civil opposition, and how do you think that will evolve going forward?
We do talk a fair amount about the regulatory process, and I think quite often when I have conversations, not only in the regulatory process, but I think a key part of that social license comes into play as well. And that's certainly what you're talking about with what we're seeing with some of the litigation. I don't want to speak to any specific case, but certainly there are concerns from communities about the impact on their economic viability, on the impact of perhaps effluent discharge on their waterways and their livelihoods. And so from what I've seen, it seems like it's critical to be able to come in and demonstrate, any mitigation plans that are in place to be able to resolve some of these concerns. Certainly not saying that any companies or companies that are facing litigation are not doing that. I know in some communities it's an uphill battle, but I think there's a lot of interests at play here, and whether that's from the environmental NGO community, whether that is from the fishing community, who have their own interests. And so I think that land-based aquaculture will have to be able to continue to demonstrate publicly, what it can do economically for communities, what it can do, how it's able to raise fish sustainably and humanely in order to combat some of this negative sentiment that is shared out. And you have that, and then you also have, things like Seaspiracy, and I believe that there's another film that's coming out now that's, trying to push people away from seafood, people away from seafood on a whole. So there's a lot to combat here. And so I think that the land-based industry will just have to continue to be clear on its potential and what it can and is doing, and be transparent on that.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.